I guess the
the yak thing just threw everybody.
Well, yaks. Well,
nobody brings that. Nobody says that.
Well, you said
it happen.
Dog. I say yak.
Nobody said dog.
Frank.
Well, heck, he stole my thunder. That's what I was going to tell you. Okay. You were partially right there, Tommy.
I just want to be partially right.
Yeah, you know. But no, that is a big ballpark. So.
Okay.
Do you think they should change the rule back to change the bats back to where they were? Or no?
No. I love the small ball. I love the off jump. Yeah, it's what they're going to be playing at the next level.
I think you got to be smarter to play small ball.
Yeah, and everybody was, hard on Van Horn early, and no offense. But you can see, the genius is coming out.
I am telling you, I grew up a Dodger fan, and they played when they get to the World Series. You can go back and check it. Every game was 2-1, 1-0, 3-2. And it was get a runner on, whether he walks or he gets hit by a pitch or he singles, steal him to second, sacrifice him to third, and then just get him home.
Can I tell you the one thing that drove me nuts last night, though? We've talked about it just a long time. The pitcher is pitching a three-hit shutout through 8 innings, and they don't let him take him out the ninth. Drives me absolutely
nuts. Well, I'll tell you something else
nuts.
That gets me, the pitchers do. You've got two outs. There's one man on. He's on first base, and they do the pickoff move about 4 times. Would you just pitch the ball? That guy's not going to score from first, okay?
Exactly. And David, that was an aggressive play on the third. He was safe. If you look at it, he came off the bag, and that's why he called out.
I missed the play, so I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, he was there. He was there probably a half a step, and then when he slid across the bag, he came up off the bag, and that's when he got the tag.
All right, thanks for the heads up.
I think you're right. I think we came out, didn't look like we had a lot of firepower and excitement, and we knew our backs weren't against the wall. South Carolina did. Boy, South Carolina has a lot of fun in the dugout, too. Have you seen those guys that got bubble gum that goes all the way to the.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
They had some girl in there.
I saw that. And then they do the fish deal. Like, I mean, that's, listen, they're having fun. They've won two national championships back to back.
Let's go to Carlisle. Brian.
Yes, sir. Hey, Randall Fant got pulled after 1 and 1/3.
I was 1 and 1/3. He didn't make it. Like, you could tell. I mean, every batter up there was hitting him.
And we lost last night because of lack of execution. You know, we get Serrano on, and then you have a hit and run, so he's staying closer to first base for a reason, and then we don't get the bat on the ball on the hit and run, so he's sitting stuck at second base. You get thrown out at third for your third out whenever you just had a hit. Just little things like that, that cost you a ball game when you're playing a great team.
When you're playing small ball, those little things come into effect much larger than you when.
Absolutely.
When you're hitting ball off the wall.
And I think Brian, I think we beat this same pitcher 7-6 in the series up in Fayetteville. It was our one win. So obviously the freshman came back and he was unhittable last night. It was evident,
Well, he pitched good, and you were talking about – now, the reason – I'm like you. When a guy's pitching real good, I don't like him getting pulled out.
I hate it.
But you got to pay attention to the fact that in the eighth inning, that guy, the coach had to come out, Tanner had to come out and talk to him because we were rocking him. And the only reason we didn't get any runs is because we hit that smash down first baseline, and their first baseman just makes an unbelievable play and basically stops the ball.
I was going back and forth. I was going back and forth in the NBA game, and I might have missed that he got rocked a little bit in the eighth.
Yeah, we had a runner on first with one out, and our guy hit an absolute rod down first baseline, and he stopped it. And when he catches the ball, he's on first base, throws a second base for an easy tag for a double play, and gets out of the inning, or we probably score a run right there.
So
we were actually hitting him. So had he come out for the ninth inning, we're liable to come out and start hitting him because he's tired. So I think Tanner actually made a good play by pulling him out.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
All right. So, Olympics are coming up. Your interest on a scale of 1 to 10.
I have right now 0. I think the one thing I like to pay, the 100-yard dash, the 100-meter dash, that's what I'll pay attention to, and I'll pay attention to some of the Phelps.
Basketball winter or summer?
Summer.
That'd be the only reason I'd watch.
I don't know.
You know what? I haven't heard anything about the team this year.
Are they supposed to throw it together? Krzyzewski, I think, is the coach.
Okay. You know what?
They had Mike Love on, and they tried to make a big racial deal out of this the other night because Mike Love said, "I'll be on the team because they got to have a white guy."
Oh, somebody said it.
And Mike Love said it. And there's nothing there that bothers me close offending at all.
Somebody had a problem with that?
If it had been another sport and they had a black guy and he said, "Well, they had to let me on, I'm a black guy," that would have been trouble. But this is, he said it tongue in cheek on Kimmel's show. They got to have a white guy.
I don't have a problem with that. But don't you guys think, don't you think the interest of basketball in the Olympics changed when we went pro? Because we knew we would kill them.
I think it changed.
But we got frustrated. The reason we went there, we got frustrated because they were pro players and they were beating our college guys. We said, wait a minute. Especially when we got ripped off in the Russian game, whatever that last second call was.
Yep.
And then now we know we're going to win. Well, I take that back. We've won most of the time.
We lost,
didn't we have one? Well, what Olympics was it?
Yeah.
Was it Olympics or was that like a just
I was,
a?
I think it was an Olympic game we got beat.
Since the Dream Team?
Yeah. I think there's been one.
In the Olympics?
Yeah, we got embarrassed because it hadn't been all the best players weren't going over there. It was sort of the some of the best NBA players.
I thought that was another kind of game.
It might have been. That's what I'm saying. I'm not, if it was international. It could have been. I'm not sure.
Well, you use your toy box and look it up.
4-3-3. I think you've been Googling. All that LSU stats, I think you've been Googling at home.
I've been reading. Gentle Ben, that's why I want to go to museums. Sick of reading. Gentle Ben.
Yes, sir. The thing that was frustrating to me all season, especially last night, is after we got behind 2-0, I've never rooted for a team where three runs look so insurmountably
I'm thinking, man,
this game is lost. Even if we, I'm sorry. I know that's wrong to think.
That's not wrong.
It was evident. But, I mean, he couldn't hit the guy.
And was I thinking that we could keep them scoreless for the next 8 innings or whatever? Yes, I did. Yeah. I thought we can bring the cavalry in from the bullpen, and they won't score another run. But are we going to be able to score 3 runs? And I thought, not likely. Now, I want to try to be positive just for the fun of it, but I want to tell you, if I was having to bet my house and 5 acres, my life, or my wife on the game tonight, I would put it all on South Carolina. But to be just fun, just to be a fun fan, trying to be positive, I'll say that DJ Baxendale is going to pitch a shutout along with the bullpen, and that South Carolina is not going to score a point because they only scored one the other night in a 2-1 game. So the Razorback pitching staff is going to pitch a shutout, and all our runners and all our batters have to do is score one run. So that's my prediction, 1-0 victory for the Hogs, and then we go on and beat Arizona in the World Series, because I heard about Florida State being a boom, boom, bang, bang, big hitting team, but all year long I didn't hear about Arizona being a big bat team.
Even if they are,
pitching beats hitting anytime.
How confident are y'all?
Hey, Tommy.
When it goes to the next level, he's not totally correct about Arizona. Oh, Arizona's got rich baseball history, just like
Arizona State. Both of them do. Yeah. So what do you think? What's your feeling for tonight? You feel good about it or not as good? I don't feel as good.
I feel 50-50.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned now. You got a team that's obviously on a 3-year streak of winning national championships, or have won two, and they all of a sudden had their back against the wall. Now it's on, and who knows? I think we're still good enough to play, but we got to hit. Got to get some runs.
To me, it's about getting out front early.
If
they get a 2-run lead, I feel real good.
Right. But two runs look like 8 years ago,
a 2-run lead doesn't mean beans. It's like a 17-point lead in basketball now doesn't mean beans.
Hey, Tommy?
Yep.
Hey, what you said a while ago about being a Dodger fan?
Yeah.
I'll make this quick. I know that 1962, 1963, when the Dodgers played the Yankees in the World Series, they were the boom, boom Yankees, beating everybody 14-1, 18-2, and all like that. And they come up in the World Series, and that was where they had playoffs. They played the Dodgers in the World Series. I thought, my Yankees are going to kill them, beat them 4 straight. Well, the Dodgers ended up winning it in 4 straight because of what you just said. The Dodgers that year had the lowest batting average in the major leagues, and they won the World Series.
That's right.
Colfax pitched the first game, Drysdale pitched the second game, Padres pitched the third game, Colfax came back the fourth game, sweat my mighty Yankees.
You have one hell of a memory to remember Johnny Padres, so my hat's off to you, gentlemen.
But sometimes I had trouble remembering your name yesterday.
Well, sometimes I have trouble remembering my name.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, gentlemen. We'll be back in a moment. Beat the Bass. Need a contestant.
This is SportsCenter. LeBron James.